Finding My Place. Written and read by Anne Alley. I have never been one of those people with a head full of stories. I'm in awe of those who are, of the George Martins, Umberto Ecos and J.K. Rowlings of this world, with an unfathomable ability to weave words into fantastic tales of imaginary worlds, of dungeons and dragons, wizards and witches and shit like that. Even as a child, my mind was more consumed with questions about this world. Questions like, what if I'd been born in a different place and different time? Would I still be me or some other version of me? What if my parents had gone to the United States instead of Australia, as they had originally planned? I guess you could say I'm more into meanings than dreamings. I've grown fond of other people's stories, though. Listening to their stories has helped me connect with them, see the world through their eyes, and contextualise my own life experiences. I've had the opportunity to meet some pretty impressive people in my life, famous people, influential people, and some very important ones. I've met world leaders, ambassadors, heads of big government departments, policymakers, business people, and even a couple of monarchs. But the most inspirational people I've met have never been on the cover of a magazine. They've never spoken at conferences or written opinion pieces for the New York Times. They haven't been on Oprah, and they don't have 2 million followers on Instagram. People like the mother doing it tough with 5 kids on a single income. People like the teenager, looking after his drug-addicted mother and his little sister while managing to get himself to school every day. People like the young refugee, whose family fled civil war in Somalia and who went on to meet the Queen of England. Most ordinary people have extraordinary stories to tell. Stories of love, of loss, of grief or joy. Stories hidden deep beneath the mundane and away from the everyday. Stories that sit like crumbs on an empty plate waiting patiently to be scooped up by a hungry child. And yet, in comparison, I don't see my own life's journey as particularly extraordinary, though I'm often told that it is. My life to date has not been defined by substantial loss or grief. I haven't mourned too many loved ones, and I've not experienced the pain of loss that I see etched on the faces of those who have. My face does not bear the scars of a difficult life. That could be just good genetics or interventions of a different kind. I'd like to say it's healthy living and that I drink 3 litres of water a day, practice daily yoga, and have a fastidious skincare regime that consists of weekly therapies with organic avocado and grape skin concoctions made up in my very own kitchen. Truth is, I do none of those things. I was born Azza Mahmoud Fawzia Hosseini Ali Al-Sarouqi. Yes, I know it's a mouthful. When my parents came to Australia, there just wasn't enough space on the form for a 5-word family name. So I became Azza Ali, Ali with a Y being the anglicised version of Ali with an I. From the age of 10, I've been known as Anne Ali. And this is my story.